everybody, and welcome. This is Coral Gugukoglu on behalf of Code Factory, welcoming you to another podcast of Mobile Speak 4. Today I'm going to be demonstrating how to set up a Braille device through my Bluetooth using the Mobile Speak control panel. I have a HTC Touch Pro 2 running Acapella Heather and Phonics. I'm running Windows 6.5 along with Voice Command and Geo, all on the internal memory. I've already described my phone to you in various podcasts, so without further delay, let's get started. I'm going to take the device in my right hand and slide my index finger across the right side of the screen. I'm not going to slide my finger right across the screen, otherwise Mobile Speak won't recognise the gestures. So, let's start sliding.
Mobile Speak is running.
Mobile Speak is running. Well, we don't want that, so we slide again to the right.
Configure Mobile Speak.
Configure Mobile Speak. This is what we want, so let's select it by pressing Enter by tapping the screen twice.
Mobile Speak window. Main settings page. 1 of 5. List. 1 general. Left soft options. Right soft back.
I'm going to slide my finger to the right 4 times, and before I do this, I'm going to switch my device on so that when we do start to configure Braille, at least the Braille device can be seen by my PDA. I've just switched my device on and press B for Bluetooth. Now my Braille display will show Bluetooth disconnected. And now I'm going to slide 4 times across the screen towards the right hand side.
Profiles 2 of 5, 3 profile configuration 3 of 5, 1 voices, left soft open, right soft back. Braille 4 of 5, 1 set up my Braille device, left soft open, right soft back.
Now I'm going to press the Enter key on this icon.
Looking for Bluetooth devices, period, please wait, period, right soft cancel. Add new Mobile Speak window. Mobile Speak was not able to find any Bluetooth devices in range, period. Would you like to try again? Question. Left soft, yes. Right soft, no.
So now we want to select the left soft key for yes, because my device wasn't found, even though it's switched on.
Go to. Yes. Looking for Bluetooth devices, period. Please wait, period. Right soft cancel. List. Assist dash 1403. 1 of 1. Manufacturer colon.
It's found the ESIS 4003, although it's a 2-cell Braille display. I'm going to go down with my finger to select the manufacturer.
List, select a manufacturer, 1 of 7.
So we have 1 of 7. We're going to now select Eurobraille icon. So I'm going to slide my finger to the right.
Optelec Tiemann Group, 2 of 7. Bomratech AG, 3 of 7. The Humanware Group, 4 of 7. American Printing House for the Blind, 5 of 7. Eurobraille, 6 of 7.
So we've had to slide across to the right 6 times. I'm going to now slide down with my finger to select the model.
Modern colon, list, select a model, 1 of 3.
Slide my finger across twice.
Eurobraille SS 12, 2 of 3. Eurobraille SS 40, 3 of 3.
And now press the left soft key for OK.
Go to. OK, Braille page, 4 Mobile Speak window. Braille page, 4 of 5. List, 1 assist dash 1403. Left soft options, right soft back.
So now we're going to go to options.
Go to. Up connect, 1 of 4. To move to an item, comma, press up or down arrow, period. Turn Bluetooth on. Unavailable, 2 of 4.
I'm just sliding down my finger down the list.
Delete, 3 of 4.
Just to show you what options there are.
Edit, 4 of 4.
Edit. So we're now going to connect. So we go back to option 1.
Delete, 3 of 4. Turn Bluetooth on. Unavailable, 2 of 4. Connect 1 of 4.
Press the Enter key by tapping the screen twice.
Braille speak window. Braille page. Braille ready.
So my Braille now is connected. I now also want to configure Braille so that I get grade 2 Braille. And tap screen twice to enter that option.
Braille settings window. 6 dash dot Braille table colon. List. U period S period English 6 dot computer Braille table. 1 of 2. Left soft OK. Right soft cancel.
So it's on the 6 dot table of Braille. I'm going to slide down with my finger.
8 dash dot Braille table colon. List. U period S period English 8 dot computer Braille table. 4 of 12.
And here we have the 8 dot US Braille, which I keep. I'll slide down with my finger.
Grade 1 Braille table colon. List. English comma U period S period grade 1 open parent by close parent table. 7 of 19.
Slide down with my finger.
Grade 2 Braille table colon. List. English comma U period S period grade 2 open parent by close parent table. 5 of 13.
And now I'm going to read the status of the keys by pressing tap 4 for speak and tap 1 for go to.
Speak. Left soft, okay. Right soft, cancel.
I'm going to press the left soft key. So it's tap 1 for go to, tap 4, left soft key.
Go to. Okay, Braille page, mobile speak window. Braille page, 4 of 5. List, 2 configure Braille. Left soft options, right soft back.
I'm going to go back now with my right soft key.
Go to. Back, Braille page, 4 of 5. List, 2 configure Braille, today screen. Configure mobile speak. Left soft notification, right soft contacts.
There is one thing left to do with my Braille device, which is now making sure that the device outputs to grade 2 Braille. On my Braille device, there are 8 keys. 1, 2, 3 on the left, 4, 5, 6 on the right, 7 on the left, and 8 on the right. So each side has 4 rows of keys, if you can picture that. In the middle, there is 2 space bars. The back space is on the left, and the space bar is on the right. I'm going to press space bar, followed by the letter G, to get mobile speak saying literary grade 2 Braille. This means that the device will output to grade 2 Braille.
Grade 2, literary Braille.
So that's what we want. And so now everything what comes out of the device onto the Braille device will be in grade 2 Braille. I can now actually operate my device using the Braille display. For instance, I can go to the start menu by pressing the spacebar ST sign, and then we can navigate the start menu. I'll quickly do this and then we'll end this session for today.
Start window, list, code factory, 1 of 51, group, left soft lock.
I can go down with another key on the device at the very top on the right hand side to navigate the start menu options.
Today, 2 of 51, phone, 3 of 51.
And if I want to enter any of these, I can press the Enter key, which is pressing the backspace and the spacebar once together. This is all I have time for today. Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit www.codefactory.es.